It's the 120th edition of the Hot Box, and I reckon it's a good time, as good as any anyway, to celebrate the music of the great Ella Fitzgerald. Not least because we're coinciding almost exactly with Ella's birthday, which was April 25th, actually, 1917. So she'd be, what, 107 this month. The fact she also first came to sing in Ireland just exactly 60 years ago. Also, that was in the month of April. She played then the Adelphi in Dublin on that occasion, now a cinema, I think, which was once a favourite jazz venue as well as being a cinema. Sarah Vaughan also played there, and indeed so did Louis Armstrong. Ella played Dublin again the following year. It was so successful, and she went on to play the Cork Jazz Festival in 1982. And the other reason I'm devoting this edition of the Hot Box to Ella is a recent documentary that I saw, which reminded me just how amazing some of her recordings were. And we're focusing on the series she made celebrating the work of the great American songbook composers Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, Harold Arlen, Jerome Kern, and, yes, of course, Duke Ellington.
Change of a nickel, ain't got no bounce in my shoes, ain't got no fancy to tickle, I ain't got nothing but the blues, ain't got no coffee that's perkin', ain't got no winnings to lose, ain't got a dream that is working, I ain't got nothing but the blues. When trumpets flare up, I keep my hair up, I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, I can't get happy since my ever-loving baby left town. Ain't got no rest in my slumbers, ain't got no feelings to bruise, ain't got no telephone numbers, ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoes. Ain't got no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee that's perking. Ain't got no winnings to lose. Ain't got a dream that is working. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got nothing but the blues. When trumpets flare up, I keep my hair up. I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, I can't get happy since my ever-loving baby left town. Ain't got no rest in my slumbers. Ain't got no feelings to bruise. Ain't got no telephone numbers. I ain't got nothing, nothing, nothing but the blues. Ain't got no east, no west, no good, no best. Ain't got no man to choose. I ain't got nothing. Ain't got nothing but the blues.
Well, there's no need for me to repeat the title, is there? That was, of course, Ella Fitzgerald with the Duke Ellington Orchestra from her huge recording with that orchestra in 1957. And it's the only one of her series of songbook recordings where the composer is actually featured himself. It was, in fact, a catalyst for them to work together quite a lot over the following decade. Ella made a total of 8 studio recordings of the so-called songbook, of which the Ellington one was number 3. But it wasn't quite as simple as that, because many of the recordings consisted of far more individual songs than could easily fit, or could fit at all, onto an old-fashioned LP, or for that matter, onto a CD. I haven't personally counted, but according to Wikipedia, they make up a total of 16 actual discs, so I'll take their word for it. Anyway, let's go to the first one, Cole Porter.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stockings was looked on as something shocking. Now, heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Thank you. when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you
Anything Goes from Cole Porter. Perhaps I should have warned you, or at least told you up front, that a high proportion of these recordings were made with big orchestras, not necessarily sticking to anything like pure jazz. And you heard there what I think was a very successful amalgam of swing and strings, and it was directed by Buddy Bregman right at the start of the series in 1956. Obviously, the record company's financial ears pricked up because it sold very well, so they got the Rodgers and Hart songbook out, and pretty smart, and using Buddy Bregman again as musical director, they went into an encyclopedic recording of Rodgers and Hart.
I've been married and married, and often I've sighed. I'm never a bridesmaid, I'm always the bride. I never divorced them, I hadn't the heart. Yet remember these sweet words, till death do us part. I married many men, a ton of them, because I was untrue to none of them, because I bumped off every one of them to keep my love alive. Sir Paul was frail, he looked a wreck to me. At night he was a horse's neck to me. So I performed an appendectomy to keep my love alive. Sir Thomas had insomnia, he couldn't sleep at night. I bought a little arsenic, he's sleeping now all right. Sir Philip played the harp, I cussed the thing. I crowned him with his harp to bust the thing. And now he plays where harps are just a thing, to keep my love alive, to keep my love alive. I thought Sir George had possibilities, but his flirtations made me ill at ease. And when I'm ill at ease, I kill at ease to keep my love alive. Sir Charles came from a sanatorium and yelled for drinks in my emporium. I mixed one drink, he's in memoriam, to keep my love alive. Sir Francis was a singing bird, a nightingale, that's why I tossed him off my balcony to see if he could fly. Sir Athelstan indulged in fratricide, he killed his dad, and that was patricide. One night I stabbed him by my mattress side, to keep my love alive, to keep my love alive, to keep my.
lest we forget what a great and a humorous lyricist Larry Hart was. To Keep My Love Alive, Ella's 1957 recording from the Rodgers and Hart songbook. I think maybe we should go straight into another Rodgers and Hart. Of course, the times that were in it, when there was a lot of slushy lyric writing, was about Rodgers and Hart really set themselves the task of upending that kind of Broadway musical slush. They started writing together when Rodgers was only 17 years old and Larry Hart 23. And they only parted company 20-something years later when Hart's lifestyle kind of got out of control and Rodgers teamed up with Oscar Hammerstein and, of course, went on to write Oklahoma and all the rest of those amazing, huge musicals, which have not and do not form any part of a jazzish catalogue. Anyway, the last song we just heard, To Keep My Love Alive, was a late composition by the duo, but they hadn't always poked fun at romance, although they often had a kind of healthy, dare I say, cynicism, even when they were being quite romantic.
After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy I'm awake, with no Broma seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation, I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I'll cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation, lately I've not slept a wink, since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Sing to him each spring to him, and word worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Wise at last, my eyes at last are cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Burned a lot, but learned a lot, and now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic. Life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there. Romance, Finny, your chance, Finny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered no more.
That's real goosebumpy music, isn't it? Makes the hairs on the back of the neck stand up. Ella Fitzgerald at her immaculate best there. Rodgers and Hart's Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. Originally from the 1940 musical Pal Joey. Incidentally, the fine piano playing was by Paul Smith. And you also heard Barney Kessel on guitar. Joe Mondragon was the bass player and Alvin Stoller on drums. Real jazz quartet there for Ella. Well, let's go over to the Gershwins.
If I should suddenly start to sing or stand on my head or anything, don't think that I've lost my senses. It's just that my happiness finally commences. The long, long ages of dull despair are turning into thin air. And it seems that suddenly I've become the happiest girl alive. Things are looking up. I've been looking the landscape over, and it's covered with four-leaf clover. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. Bitter was my cup, but no more will I be the mourner, for I've certainly turned the corner. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. See the sunbeams, everyone beams just because of you. Love's in session, and my depression is unmistakably through. Things are looking up. It's a great little world we live in. Oh, I'm happy as a pup since love looked up at me. Everyone beams just because of you. Love's in session, and my depression is unmistakably through. Things are looking up. It's a great little world we live in. Oh, I'm happy as a pup since love looked up at me.
Yeah, things are looking up. They made the Gershwin songbook in 1959, and it eventually made up into a fantastic 4-CD box set with very elaborate liner notes, artwork by the artist Bernard Bouffet, and goodness knows what else. For me, anyway, it was especially important because the musical direction was by the great Nelson Riddle.
Got a little rhythm, a rhythm, a rhythm that pitter-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it'll drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning and hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it someday and speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say. Fascinating rhythm, you've got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flivver. Each morning I get up with the sun, start a hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the gal I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, oh won't you stop picking on me. So unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, How I long to be the gal I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. Fascinating rhythm. Won't you stop picking on me? In a mellow tone, free, and I'm not alone. I've got company. Everything's okay. The live long day with this mellow song. I can't go wrong. That's the way to live. If you mope and groan, something's gotta give. Just go your way.
That's the way to live. If you must.
hope and grow. Something's gotta give. Just go your way.
In a mellow tone there from the Duke Ellington collaboration, and that really was an immense collaboration, and as you can hear, the quality is fantastic. 37 tracks were laid down in that session. We haven't sampled the Johnny Mercer album yet, so we should certainly correct that. It was the very last of all the albums. It was, and it took us right the way through to 1964. The only time that this series featured someone who didn't write the music, Mercer, of course, was the lyricist. And there are various composers represented on the album. It's a lovely album, as all the rest are.
Too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much. And just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Marvellous for words. The sound, I think, was especially good on the Johnny Mercer album, and I guess that could have something to do with the technology moving forward over the intervening years, but I think it had everything to do with the fact that the musical director was the great Nelson Riddle. So let's hear some more.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Have you seen a valley green with spring, where my heart can go a journeying? over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane. And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading a moon. Oh, skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me
Skylark there, also from the Johnny Mercer songbook of 1964. Of course, no collection would be complete without Jerome Kern, so we're going to make up that omission right now. If you aren't familiar with the extraordinary collection that we've been sampling in this particular hotbox, I have to say there are really no flat spots in it at all. All of the albums are of the highest quality and they represent Ella at her very best. There are indeed those who say that it is mainly responsible for the establishment of the reputation of the so-called Great American Songbook, this genre of music and its enduring reputation that's attached to its composers, who might possibly have otherwise been consigned to some kind of Broadway fashion. Here's Jerome Kern.
I am not such a clever one about the latest fads. I admit I was never one adored by local lads. Not that I ever try to be a saint. I'm the type that they classify as quaint. I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, ease my heart. But I don't mind it. That's how I want. romance, my friend. This is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. A fine romance, my good fellow. You take romance, I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. But in a fine romance, with no quarrels, with no insults and all morals, I've never mussed the crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance. A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder, but we just fizz like pots of a sightless powder.
Two great songs there from the Jerome Kern Songbook album. Well, we're getting a bit near the closing time, aren't we? So I'd like to go back to that Gershwin album that we sampled a bit of earlier, and that'll, I think, close us up. Again, we'll go two songs back to back. They're all quite short, as you probably noticed, and these two will be, as near as I can make it, a kind of matching pair. They can't take that away from me, and that'll be followed by I Got Rhythm.
Our romance won't end on a sorrowful note, though by tomorrow you're gone. The song is ended, but as the songwriter wrote, the melody lingers on. They may take you from me, I'll miss your fond caress, but though they take you from me, I'll still possess the way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams.
Indeed. Ella Fitzgerald scatting us to the very end of this Hotbox number 120 in the series. It's been a different kind of show, I know, partly to keep up with the variety and always try and have something different every time. All jazz and jazz-related music, but very much to celebrate the incredible talent of Ella Fitzgerald, perhaps with a rather feeble excuse of saying, well, we're celebrating her birthday and indeed her visits to Ireland, her initial visit anyway. I hope you were able to marvel, as I always am when I listen to her, at her fine voice and her amazing ease of presentation. So she always seemed to be completely relaxed, always in command of the show. There'll be another Hotbox in a couple of weeks, and I hope you'll join me then. But for now, if you have been, thanks for listening.